Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with part two of Swing Time for today, Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2026. As usual, my thanks to colleague John Yule for getting the turntable spinning for today's edition of the show. My opening track involved two eminent saxophone men from the West Coast, who were frequently found playing together in a wide variety of musical combinations. Their first encounter with each other was in 1949, when both were invited by Stan Kenton to join his Progressive Orchestra. The two musicians are Bud Shank and Bob Cooper, with a selection from the Bud Shank album, Blaine Country. And although that sounds like a composition from, say, Bob Brookmeyer, in fact, it's the album title from the Bud Shank album, Blaine Country. So, we have Bud Shank on alto, flute and tenor, Bob Cooper, tenor, bass clarinet and oboe, Claude Williamson, piano, Don Prell, bass, Chuck Flores on drums. A recording made in Los Angeles either 21st of January or 18th or 19th of February 1958. Blind Country. Another saxophone man leads the group on the next disc, but certainly he had achieved quite a measure of success prior to 1949. Bud Freeman's first visit to a recording studio took place on the 8th of December 1928 with a selection with Mackenzie and Chicago and Condon Chicagoans, and it was certainly Bud Freeman was certainly recording some 58 years after that date. My selection is from a Swingville recording session, and I've identified the date as a mainstream session that was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder. The track is the well-known Love Me or Leave Me. It's played by Bud Freeman's All Stars, and the other musicians are Harold Shorty Baker, trumpet, Bud, of course, playing tenor. Claude Hopkins is the piano player, George DeVivier, bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Recorded in the Van Gelder studio on the 13th of May 1960. Here is Love Me or Leave Me. the Bud Freeman All-Stars. Another Freeman, but no relation, co-leads the next selection. And indeed, the Freeman part of this particular partnership is also responsible for the composition. The composition is called Amblin, and it doesn't appear, as you might suspect, on Prestige Records, but on Richard Bock's Pacific Jazz label. I do wonder whether or not Dick Bock picked up the idea for the title from the range of albums I mentioned last week in connection with Miles Davis, Cooking, Steaming, and all the others, because it seems to be the only one that had that kind of connotation. So, this is Amblin by the Russ Freeman and Chet Baker Quartet. Chet Baker trumpet, Russ Freeman piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 6th of November 1956. Amblin. pianist Russ Freeman in company there with Chet Baker. That was one of a number of recordings that the two made together, which I think deserve to be better known. They were cut and by Richard Bock for his Pacific Jazz label. And Richard, who also produced the Chet Baker vocal track, which I played last week, was very strong in his praise for Russ Freeman, who said Freeman was without shadow of a doubt the best pianist that Chet Baker could have had. Not only in terms of his musical contributions, but Russ Freeman acted as band manager, arranger and general gopher in that period of Chet Baker's life. Indeed, Freeman was asked to go with Chet Baker to the ill-fated visit to Europe, and because of the problems that Baker had at the time, Freeman refused to go, with the result that the replacement pianist, Dick Twardzik, sadly never came back from Europe, for reasons that we know. The next track is really relative to the very good weather and what I believe most people will have enjoyed, which has been a good holiday weekend. So, some off-the-cuff jazz humour. It seems pretty evident from the audience's reaction to this recording that the humour was as much visible as it was to be heard. More's the pity that it was not captured on film. But I think that enough of the laughter comes over for us to see what a most enjoyable session this is. It's an opera in Vaught, given an alternative title of the Groove Juice Symphony. The two participants are Slim Gaillard and Bam Brown, and there are four parts to this performance. Part 1, Introduzione Pianissimo, or Softly, Most Softly. Part 2, Recitative e Finale of Much Scat. Part 3, Andante Cantabile, Modo de Blues. And finally, part 4, Presto con Stomp with a Floy Floy. We don't actually hear them as four separate items, but sit back and enjoy, I hope, Opera in Vaught. Once again, unfortunately, playing a track one has landed in the land of the gremlins. So, much as I have to admit I would like to go on with this track, obviously I can't. But we will pick up a couple of other Slim Gaillard tracks from about this point. And I'm going to ask my engineer-in-chief to bring in one of the tracks now, and I'll tell you what it is once we've heard it.
Chip, 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 come on. Chip, 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 come on. Chip, 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 come on. Serenade to a poodle. Chip, 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 come on. Chip, 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 come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on, serenade to a poodle. Hamburger. come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Serenade to a fool. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Come on, come on. Chip, chip, chip. Come on. Serenade to a poodle. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Come on, Bobo. Chip, 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 chip. Come on.
One of the maniac forms of humour that Slim Gaillard was noted for, he invented his own language with words like vout, arene, and yip, ro, halise. And these words he heard in the, well, multinational people who had ended up one way or another in the United States. He was a skilled pianist and could also play, as he did on the opera In Vout track, drums. He tap danced, and in addition to that, he played, based on the style of Charlie Christian, a mean guitar. And most certainly, he had this kind of, certainly for the 40s, cool way of addressing people. And this kind of humour stuck with him for most of his life. He visited and played at the Leadmill in 1982, demonstrating his ability to play the piano quite quickly, but with his hands upside down. In other words, his palms didn't face the keyboard. It was his fingernails that played the keys, and he did very well. Sadly, I have to say, I don't think there were more than 30 people who turned up to see Slim on the night. And you may feel that perhaps his humour, well, was not the kind of thing for an evening's entertainment in Sheffield. But I can assure you, there was some great jazz that night. He also had a serious side to him. He was a fighter pilot in the Second World War and was certainly interested in the welfare of his fellow musicians. Indeed, and we're going to hear it now, he cut a track called Federation Blues, which really was a kind of anti-musicians union comment. So there was a serious side to Slim Gaillard. Here is Federation Blues.
You may play an instrument and think that you're a killer, but you still ain't got nowhere till you see J.C. Petrilla. Got the Federation Blues, Rooney. The Federation Blues. And Federation Blues, blues like can be. You pay your joining fee, then you go see the dues man. If you race from the Federation, you see Leo Kluzman, the Federation Blues. The Federation Blues. Oh, got the Federation Blues. Oh, Rooney, blues I can be. You must get the scale, whether more or cheaper. But when you pay your tax, it goes to Harry J. Stever, the Federation Blues. The Federation Blues. The Federation Blues of Vaulty. Blues I can be. Oh, Rooney. You may own a Cadillac, Buick, a Mercury, or even a Ford. But when you break the rules, you meet the executive board. I got the Federation Blues. Yeah, the Federation Blues. Oh, Rooney. Got the Federation Blues. Blues I can be. Oh, Bounty, Lahoruti, blue, 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 blue. So we'll finish up with a song with the instrument and vocal. Hey, the Federation Blues. The Federation Blues. You may think you're a killer dilla, but you must see J.C. Petrilla.
A record that was banned at the time because it gave away the addresses of some of the officials of American Federation of Musicians. And apparently Mr. Petrillo got rather hot under the collar about it. So sorry we didn't hear opera in Vaught. I'll try and find a way that we can bring the entire performance to you sometime in the future. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We present all manner of jazz, swing and blues music from ragtime to contemporary recordings. And if you want to know what, where and when, we do our best to give information each week of live jazz and blues performances. Usually, the area covered will include Sheffield, Chesterfield, Rotherham Workshop, and Chesterfield. Most of the swing band leaders of the 1930s and 40s fancied themselves as singers. I suspect that as leaders of a band, it gives you some form of say in the matter. The consensus of opinion of the Swing Time team here was that one of the best of these band leader singers was Woody Herman. But virtually all of them had a go at being the star man, including Benny Goodman in 1944. This is, 1946. This is a performance by the Benny Goodman Orchestra, which was made up at the time of Nate Kazibia and Bernie Previn and Buddy Sheaf, John Best on trumpets, Lou McGarrity, Eddie Benson and Dick Lefevre on trombones, Benny Goodman, of course, on clarinet, and a short vocal from him. Bill Shane and Gerald Sanfino were the alto players, and this is a bit of a surprise, two tenor players, Gish Gilbertson and Stan Getz. Mike Bryan was the guitar player, Mel Powell piano, Barney Spieler was at the bass, and Ralph Collier at the drums. Lisa Morrow was the other vocalist, and the recording was made, as I say, 1946, 6th of February. And it was a reprise of a Disney cartoon that Benny Goodman had a hand in. Here is All the Cats Join In.
Jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk.
Rip, everybody swing, yes, swing, till the rafters ring.
And all the cats join in. Thank you.
my woman's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Said my woman's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. She thinks she can love everybody, fall asleep on me. Now I cooked her breakfast, even carried her to her bed. Now I cooked her breakfast, even carried her to her bed. She took one sip through a teacup at Paul Pine's outset. Spent my money, my bank account way below. Said I spent my money, my bank account's way below. She had the nerve to tell me, Pinta, you gotta go.
Following Benny Goodman, Woody Herman with his orchestra and Pine Top Blues, with Woody's own vocal, I think, confirming the opinion of the two swing time pundits here that really Woody had the edge on the other singers. I mentioned that there were some star names in the Goodman Orchestra, Stan Getz and Lou Garrity, for All the Cats Join In. And looking at the lineup for Pine Tops Blues, one or two exceptional men for Woody as well. The pianist was Vince Guaraldi, Ray Biondi guitar player, the arranger was Ralph Burns, and the vibes player in that Woody setup was expatriate Britisher Victor Feldman. The recording for the Pine Tops Blues being Chicago, 15th or 16th of May 1956. Well, Mike Coates here, thanking you for listening again today. I do hope that you have enjoyed our musical selections and are not too disappointed of the non-inclusion of a full live opera. Hopefully we'll do it sometime in the future. As usual, John and I anticipate being here next week at 1 p.m. with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music. And I've come up, I think, with a fine swinging set for the end of our show today. In fact, this, in my view, acts as my classic for today. It's by the Sonny Stitt Quintet, and the lineup has Oscar Peterson with quite a few of the usual suspects, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Roy Eldridge, in his usual fiery manner, and Sonny Stitt giving us an excellent performance. They play the classic BW Blues.